So this topic, Tony, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. I mean, what's a big deal with Las Vegas? I went there this year. I gambled. It's illegal in Texas. I came back to Texas. So what?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it's okay, you know, if a teacher goes to Las Vegas and plays a little blackjack and rolls some bones and stays discreet about it. She can come back. It shouldn't be a problem, but I'll change the facts. I mean, just because somebody's on vacation, that's not a free pass. Let's say the vacation is a winter break vacation to Colorado, and the teacher does a little snow skiing, smokes a little weed, comes back, and a few weeks, let's just say even a few weeks later, on a tip, she's suspicion drug tested. There's evidence of marijuana on the hair test. You think she gets a free pass? That teacher's going down, isn't she?
I don't think so, Tony. I'm sorry, but as you know, smoking marijuana or eating marijuana is legal in Colorado. So I think you'd have a problem on your hands trying to do anything with that teacher. But let's take a look at some of the board policies and the educator code of ethics. Just at first, as a broad overview of some of the considerations that school districts and teachers need to think about in examining issues and considering issues of lawful conduct that occurs outside the school district or outside school property and the district's ability or interest in regulating that conduct. So, of course, the preamble of the Code of Ethics requires that teachers comply with standard practices and maintain relationships with not only school folks but with members of the community. And that there, to me, Tony, suggests, you know, some sort of a duty to maintain relationships even outside of the school building.